Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've now reached the halfway point in this Tuesday transmission. We're simulcasting the radio show in living color at PrisonPlanet.tv. It is Tuesday, the 22nd day of June 2010. I'm taking your calls and covering news for the next 30 minutes. Then a great researcher, author, very astute historian, because I've done a lot of research, and I learn a lot from Alan Watt. But so much of the time when he's talking, I know the exact quotes, the history, what he's researched. He's just one of the most amazing brains we talk to. That's coming up in 30 minutes. And I can just tell you, he's bona fide. His information is dead on and very deep, very piercing. And so we'll always have thought-provoking banter back and forth and your phone calls when he joins us. If you just joined us yourself, this is out of the Associated Press. Judge blocks Gulf offshore drilling moratorium. A federal judge in New Orleans has blocked a six-month moratorium on new deepwater drilling projects that was imposed in response to the massive oil spill. This is a breaking news update. The man in charge, the $20 billion fund to confiscate people whose livelihoods have been ruined by the Gulf of Mexico oil spill, has headed back Tuesday to talk to officials about the claims process. So that was just a little blurb there at the top of the AP in a separate article. Continuing, Louisiana police pull over activists at behest of BP. We'll tell you more about this. And Google facing criminal charges in the U.S. as now as many as 20 states line up with criminal indictments for their illegal NSA spying at the behest of the NSA. They are the NSA. And we've also told you that years ago. They're watching you off the cameras on your computer at home, folks. They even admit that. They hide in plain view. That's a psych warfare technique. State attorney generals are waking up and going, this is illegal. You've got vans driving around capturing everyone's digital traffic illegally? That's wiretapping. Side issue, that's coming up, the Iran situation. But right now, let's go to your calls. Tony in Illinois. Tony, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. How you doing, Alex? I just got two comments for you. You know, if you go to Arizona, be very careful because the Mexican cartels, and they're going to be on some crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because I live in Chicago, and people are just killing each other over being able to sell a little bit of crack. And
yeah, I read there were 50-plus murders over the weekend in Chicago. In fact, guys, Google 54 murders Chicago. I think it was murders, or it may have been violent incidents. I saw that headline. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, and my other comment is I'm part of We Are Change Chicago, and we're going to be at the Taste of Chicago, the whole entire thing, handing out DVDs, passing out flyers, telling people the truth, trying to wake up the American citizens, what is happening in our world right now. Because there's a lot of people that are asleep that don't know. Like, the building I live in, I wear my Bear Chitaro shirt, and I live around a bunch of yuppies. They just look at me, you know. They laugh at me, kind of. But I don't care, because I know in my heart what's really going on.
Well, they're the type of people that would go watch LeBron James, you know, and 4,000 people for a appreciation event that he barely even showed up to. That's what's valuable to them. So as I said, move on as you're doing to people that do care. The yuppie type folks or the trendies, they're never going to be a factor in history. They don't want to be a factor. What else is on your mind?
I pray for you every night, Alex. You, your family, your staff, for God to watch over you and take care of you and bless you. Is you're giving information that needs to be heard. Well, the media doesn't say none of this stuff. They're scared, you know? They don't want to talk about
this. Well, or they say it, but they spin it.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. They're
scared. I mean, you're right. A lot of times they lie, but I'm also, so many times people say, well, why are you reading mainstream news if it's all bull? Well, here's an example. California license plates may go digital. Image ad blaring license plates, NBC News. Well, this is them telling you a Big Brother system is good, and I'm going to take their propaganda and point out how it's bad. Before I read the article, and I saw this last night on Infowars.com, a link to it, I immediately knew what it was going to say before I read it. Not that I'm smart, I know the enemy. I knew it would later in the article say it was going to be government propaganda messages, not just ads. And sure enough, tattle on your neighbor, spy on your neighbor, kids tattle on your parents. Your license plates will now be telescreens.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Continuing with your phone calls, let's talk to Helen in Canada. You're on the air. Helen, welcome.
Yes. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
There's definitely a war on for our minds, and it's been going on for a long time. In Canada, in my province where I live, just last week when I attended our school board meeting where I'm allowed to speak for 3 minutes, and no longer. There's the global government process is policy one. Global governing style is policy number two. And now the Board of Trustees, which has been a long time, they're just puppets. And it's all controlled by either the province, or probably by the feds and beyond.
Well, let me just add, I mean, this happened twice in the last 2 years, where the Parliament didn't vote the way the Queen wanted on taxes and regulations and on open borders, unlimited immigration, and the Queen had her Governor General activate and just take control. And the media kept it real quiet. It was in a few newspapers. And, of course, just a few months before that, I'd been on a CBC radio show with them laughing at me saying, the Governor General will never trump our parliament here, because I was talking about him doing it previously in Australia, and then it happened right after that. And since then, I've been on national CBC radio, and the host has had to admit, yes, we're totally run by the Queen. See, the Queen, one of her sons owns the biggest publishing and TV production company that puts out all the, almost all of the main scandal rags. And they report on themselves how they're pathetic and stupid and have no money. But it's this cute little thing that the British like to have kind of for tourism. Okay? And it's a total psyop. Of course, her real money's a state secret. So is it a state secret, Queen Beatrix, her cousin, over in the Netherlands. Literally, she runs this country now. She runs Canada. She runs... And again, I was watching Sherlock Holmes, the new Sherlock Holmes, and it's all what really is going on. Satanists are running things. All the British, top British lords that are in the government, not the general lords, but the top British lords are Satanists. They're into Luciferianism, and they've secretly taken America back over, and they orchestrated the Civil War in the U.S. to break America up. But Sherlock Holmes stops them. Well, it's actually on record the British financed the South. And put troops in the North, and I'm not saying I'm for the North, folks. Nobody was a winner here. They were manipulating both sides. That's the point. We're always taught to believe one side or the other. And here they are just throwing real history in our face in a Hollywood movie. Just amazing. But that is the reality. We have been taken over by British intelligence, and that's what the CFR is. Go ahead.
Oh, in addition to this, there's a little article in the paper and it says Pope begs for forgiveness for child sex abuse. So this is Club of Rome, and the response was inherently problematic because of the Church's ancient, unhealthy monarchical structures. So that substantiates what you have just said.
Well, it's incredible. That's amazing. I mean, any type of society or organization that doesn't let men get married, you're going to end up having men having sex with men. I mean, look at historically with sailors and pirates, no matter whatever it was, Asian pirates, Anglo pirates, there ended up being a lot of that going on. And then you've got these men over kids. What's going to happen? I mean, it's terrible and it needs to be exposed. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Gabriel in New York. Gabriel, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex Jones. It's Gabriel from New York. I've called in before. I have two important things I want to talk about with regards to Memorial Day just passed and the 4th of July that's coming up. I'm the caller who sent in the pictures with the machine guns at the beach. This year, they weren't as visible from the reports I got from We Are Change Hempstead. I'm also a We Are Change New York member. There were snipers on the rooftops from multiple eyewitnesses. Unfortunately, there's no photos of that, but they were there on the rooftops. And as a activist point, what I did was I printed up 100 Oathkeeper flyers, and I handed them out to all the military guys in my town, and a lot of people were very receptive to that, and a few even came back to me and said thank you.
Well good job, but I mean, let me illustrate something here, and I need to get your photos. Kentucky Derby, Super Bowl, high school football, high school basketball, baseball, small events, you know, in the middle of rural areas even, they will have snipers on roofs, they will have checkpoints, they'll have regular Army or National Guard there, and they act like everybody's a suspect terrorist, and then you get their internal training manuals. Who are they looking for? Gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, especially veterans. This is all on record. For those that just joined us, MIAC Report, Homeland Security, you know, we broke that last year, but we'd covered that for years with separate documents. It just happened to become national news finally, so people understood. Meanwhile, 80 to 100 miles into Arizona, mass murders, houses being burned, the police saying we've lost control, drug dealers, illegal aliens. In fact, roll some of that video from the news of just illegals climbing over everything, cars, shootouts, dead bodies. I mean, this is bedlam. Plots to blow up a dam in South Texas. That's WOAI television and the Houston Chronicle. I mean, just total lawless bedlam. But meanwhile, no police, no military, and you know, the dominant news says it's not a problem. And then Senator Kyle says he's in a meeting with Obama last month, and Obama said, I'm going to leave the borders open, and we want this crime. We're holding the people hostage. This is Senator Kyle. We're letting the crisis develop, was Obama's words, so we can pass immigration reform. I mean, this is an admission of false flag terror. This is so huge. Anything else, Gabriel?
Of course. Actually, I still have a few things I want to bring up for the 4th of July coming up. I have an idea. Short-term achievements for long-term solutions. That's a campaign slogan I'm working on. I'm giving a call out to every We Are Change chapter, to everybody in general. This 4th of July, pick up as many pocket constitutions as you possibly can, citizens' rule books, which, you know, you can pick up at InfoWars or wherever, and let's get them out to the people. And every 4th of July, we need to start giving out constitutions to people. We need to level the playing field to allow people to know their rights. How are we going to have a discussion with people if they don't even know what their rights are to begin with, to even know they're having their rights taken away? And that's something that we all need to start doing every 4th of July and every election period right before the election takes place. And I
well said.
Say,
well said, Gabriel. Good to hear from you. Keep it up. Let's talk to Jason in Texas. Jason, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, I'm a special operations veteran post 9/11. And after I got out of Spec Ops, I actually stepped over into security contracting. Before I did, I actually viewed a lot of your documentaries and stuff, and when I went through the training, I spoke to a lot of guys who were, you know, ex-special ops, and they were all going over for security contracting, specifically just for the money, because the money's good and the economy was bad, and a lot of these guys are aware. But when I went over, I let a lot of guys see these documentaries. I let them see Endgame, Bohemian Grove. All of these videos that you have constructed, Terrorstorm, and before, I worked over there for, you know, in Iraq for approximately 2 years, and before I had left, I mean, I have your videos out at approximately maybe 30 guys, and these guys completely had changed their initial views. Everybody used to
but
gather.
But do you know why they changed? And I want to hold you over, but to interrupt. They changed because they already knew what I was telling them. They're not stupid. People already subconsciously, spiritually, and intellectually already have all the pieces, and nothing makes sense from mainstream media. Then when you actually start looking at globalist documents, the globalists all openly talk about what they're doing to each other, and they think we're so stupid. Their miscalculation is their battle plan is public. This is naked what we're facing. But that's the same intel I get and I see on the street. I can't tell you how many times I have Fort Hood troops who are in Austin eating dinner and see me on the street or something when I'm out. And I've even had a colonel run over and say, look, don't say my name on air, but a lot of us are awake at Fort Hood, and just huge amounts of troops are aware and awake. That's why the system's wanting to shift to gangbangers, foreigners, because there's then that language gap. But the word is my videos are all over the place because of people like you. Please continue.
Yeah, no, I mean, exactly what you said right now, and a lot of the tools that I was able to show them, you know, documents that were declassified, the stuff that you talk about, I was able to pull up in PDFs and actually show them these declassified. And for me, you know, it was a risk because obviously we work with security clearances and all that kind of stuff, and so, you know, I went out on a limb, and the people's mindset, just like you said, they do have a weird feeling about things, and then when they receive the information, it only confirms that. So in like chow halls and stuff, we'd be sitting there, and initially everybody'd be watching Fox News, just gobbling it up like, you know, grits. And then by the end of it, before I had left this last year, I had, you know, the guys that I had been there for the last 2 years, they were analyzing the propaganda, and they were able to see it. They were discerning it.
Exactly. And then once you show somebody, we don't tell people what to think. Once you show them there's an agenda, then the propaganda only irritates and motivates resistance. That's what I found. And we're going to kick these people's butts. That's why they're blowing oil wells and about to start a new war and trying to bankrupt us, because we're going to beat them if we decide we're going to beat them.
Exactly.
I mean, I hope people realize that. We're going to beat this New World Order and kick them out of America and save this country and get a reprieve like Nineveh got. Our biggest problem is they've taught the Christian churches that it's the end of the world, that it's a foregone conclusion, and that we are meant to lose. Look, let's say I'm going to lose next week. I'm not joining evil. I'm not giving into this. I'm going to fight these people no matter what it is. So fine, Jesus is coming back next month. I'm going to fight the New World Order until the minute he arrives. Anything else you want to add, caller?
Alex, thanks a lot. Just keep it up, man. You're awesome.
Jason, God bless you. You're awesome.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
You know, it's not hype to say we're waking up the military and the police. And I know if we reach out to them, we can wake them up. Most of them are good men and women. And I tend to do harm sometimes when I fly off the handle and start foaming at the mouth about police and military when I see them engaging in treason. You know, I got this AP video. Did you guys see the video I sent you of the old woman and they go kill her little dog in her house and then the cops are defending themselves? I mean, Her grandson hadn't lived there in 12 years. He's 28 years old now. That's one of the last known addresses they've got. They show up with a warrant, and she comes to the door and she says, "Let me put my dog in the bathroom." And she puts the dog in the bathroom, and it's a little dog. I don't even know what type it is. They never say on the news. It's like some little mutt. I mean, there it is, very vicious. They put it in the bathroom, and the cops went in the bathroom, and it growled at them, so they shot it. That is standard procedure. They call it dog-killing detail. Meanwhile, in the name of stopping drugs, the government literally ships the majority of in on record now. They won't stop what's happening on our borders where it's just total bedlam because there's people shooting back, folks. I mean, since when did Americans become so cowardly? If you're going to have a law about drugs, what are you doing trying to bust some guy who may have a quarter ounce of marijuana? Why aren't you going after the people that are bringing tons of cocaine in? All right, I'm done talking about it. See, I start talking about how I don't want to be angry at the police and military, but then I get angry just thinking about it. But it's the leadership. It's the policies. It's how they've been directed. I mean, look at this article. This is Mother Jones. We'd already seen reports of this in the news. Louisiana police pull over activists at behest of BP. Everyone knows how the BP is still blocking press access to the oil spill sites, even though they're not supposed to anymore. Yeah, that's on record. The police have been told, by the way, that that's illegal. Just to have some private contractor just claim no one can be on a beach. I've been blathering about it for weeks, and it's been all over 3 days since four contractors wouldn't let me through the Pontiac Marina outside of Louisiana. And though as of June 16th, the federal government has been saying helicopters could fly reporters as low as 1,500 feet around spill sites, on June 17th, I was on a helicopter that was prohibited from flying below 3,000 feet and whose pilot was flipped silent birds as the military guys coming over the radio and hassling him about being in the area at all. So some type of electronic bird flipping. I don't know that communication or nomenclature. But Louisiana State Police pulling over a video camera-wielding private citizen because the head of BP security wanted to ask him some questions is a whole other level of alarming. Yeah, folks, I'm consulting on Ventura's TV show right now. I am making my own film on eugenics and chemtrails right now. I am doing radio interviews every day. I'm not complaining. I just really don't have time to go to Louisiana and then not be here on the radio. Do you not want me to be here? I guess I could try to take some digital gear and do the show from there, but then I'm sitting there 4 hours a day. I guess that's the answer. In fact, just go ahead now and get speed order the, because we've got one that's in the rack, but a Comrex unit that's portable. Then I got to find hotels that don't have phone lines or digital lines that put gates on it, because we've hooked them up before, and then the hotel firewall won't let you connect. And I'm not complaining. It's just, it's a nightmare. You're sitting there for an hour or two trying to get connected to the network. Then maybe it's not a good connection. Maybe it's breaking up sometimes. I mean, the Skype connection we have to England is phenomenal. It sounds like broadcast radio. That's why we're having Paul Watson on. Of course, now he's moving to another city in England. But his girlfriend's getting her PhD in another city. But I bet his Skype doesn't work well from the new location. But I was like, finally, you know, I got someone who could fill in for me who's intelligent and sounds great. So we'll see how long that lasts. I'm already digressing here. It's just I read stuff like this. I want to go directly to where this happened. Oh, you want to ask me questions, officer? Yeah, I notice when you cow, though, the cops like think it's normal. It's like, you're pulling me over with a video camera because BP wants to know? I'm here to cover this. Haven't you heard the big international scandal that all these reporters were forced off beaches by police under BP orders and that you've been told even by the president and the governors not to do this? What is your name? And if I get a hothead cop on roids, he'll probably just kill me right there. I mean, you know, Lord, no, I'm an evil American who wants to be able to go tell people what's happening at the Gulf. And who wants to bring BP to justice. Isn't that what you want? I mean, how do they get cops to act like this? What planet do they find these lunatics on? Wake up! Now, I know a lot of cops are cool, and maybe they're scared for their jobs and want to follow these orders, but that doesn't cut it, man. You know how many sacrifices I've made to not compromise? Unbelievable.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives. But there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Shot and killed her 13-year-old dog, Wrinkles.
She got a bullet holes, about 8 bullet holes, all up and down the steps with bullets everywhere.
Marietta Robinson says officers showed up with a search warrant for drugs in relation to her 28-year-old grandson, and she let them in her house under one condition.
I asked his permission. May I put my dog in the bathroom or in the backyard? He said, go ahead and put her in the bathroom. We're not going to hurt her.
But Wrinkles was killed anyway after an officer opened the bathroom door.
They started shooting the dog, and I screamed, and I backed up, and I went around this way. And I said, please don't shoot her.
Police say the dog attacked an officer. Robinson says officers even used her water cooler after killing her dog.
They washed their hands in my drinking water.
Robinson says the shooting never had to happen because her grandson hasn't lived in her home for 12 years.
My grandson couldn't come in here because he hasn't lived here so long. My dog don't know my grandson.
We looked through the whole incident.
Police are investigating to see if any policies were violated.
They can't bring me my dog back. I don't want no apology. They need to be fired and get somebody on the job that know what they're doing.
Robinson says police told her they found bags with drug residue inside. She says they're fortune cookie wrappers. Myra Lopez, The Associated Press.
Hey, you gotta love it. Some old woman, grandson hadn't lived there in 12 years. They found some fortune cookie wrappers. I've seen them SWAT team a Patriot because they have an American flag or Gadsden flag sticker on their car. I think I have a clip of this on Road to Tyranny. From the news choppers, and the police then tell them, yes, we found a pipe bomb And then they show jumper cables, and it came out in court, and they had to drop the case. The fellow's name was Farrell Montgomery out in Arizona. So they pull over somebody who's got an American flag on their car or a Don't Tread on Me sticker. I mean, they're going to get beaten. They tasered him, let the police dog, while he was on the ground being tasered, bite him. He didn't resist. He got out with his hands up. And then they said, oh, we better frame him. See, police, why do you act like this? Well, why have you been trained to hate Americans? They're like attack dogs that have been trained. If they see an American or a patriot, they're bad. And the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, has taught them this. Now, a lot of cops are waking up, but a lot of them aren't. And we now have this incredible video from Senator Kyle up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want to play that one more time before we go to Alan Watt, because that's the first issue I want to raise with him. Do we have that video, Senator Kyle, ready? Great. Great. And in that Senator Kyle video, he's and the audio is not too good, but it's video at a town hall. He clearly says, I was in a closed-door meeting with Obama. He says, I kicked everybody out. And he said, well, I didn't kick out General Jones. He's the head of national security, but I asked him to leave. And I said to Obama, why are you doing this? And Obama said, we need to continue the crisis down there so people will give us immigration reform, which means total amnesty. Then they just legalize all the illegals. And then the feds claim they're going to secure the borders. And that's what they've been telling the states for the last 5 years. That's really the Bush policy, which is the CFR policy. So you've got the border completely collapsing. Mexico is a failed state. All these murders, sheriffs calling for help, saying they're being attacked, they're being killed. 80 to 100 miles into Arizona, past Tucson. You can't go in the national parks because the illegals have just taken it over as drug corridors. All of this is going on. So they have a crisis and can say, look at the problem. We need amnesty to fix it. So let's go ahead and play that clip.
Why? I'll tell you why. I met with the president in the Oval Office, just the two of us. I kicked the rest of the people out. I asked them if they would leave. I'm sorry. And we had a discussion.
Like out better.
No, one was General Jones.
And that's no, 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 no.
I no. And, but anyway, here's what the president said. The problem is, he said, if we secure the border, then you all won't have any reason to support comprehensive immigration reform. In other words, they're holding it hostage. They don't want to secure the border unless and until it is combined with comprehensive immigration reform. Now, I explain.
All right.
You and I.
And then he goes on from there. Why is this important? It's another admission of problem, reaction, solution. Thousands are dead on the U.S. side, 20-plus thousand on the Mexican side, most of it on the Texas-Arizona border, some on the California-New Mexico. And, I mean, that is dereliction of duty. That is aiding and abetting murder and lawlessness and chaos. But this is the entire modus operandi of the globalist. So we go now to Alan Watt for the balance of the radio broadcast, the next hour and 22 minutes. Alan Watt is a long-term researcher into the causative forces behind major changes in historical development, and I found his research is spot on. His background is that of a Renaissance man with a background in three professions, plus having various books published in religion, philosophy, poetry, mainly under pseudonyms. For much of his life, he has been heavily involved in the music industry, songwriter, singer, performer, involved in folk music, blues, pop, rock, even classical. Also known for his session guitar work, he has played with some of the best well-known artists and groups. Born in Scotland, he watched the subtleties of politics and the media as they guided the population of the UK covertly into the European amalgamation. He has been warning the North American people for some years now that the same process of amalgamation is being carried out. With historical documentation, he shows how cultures are created and altered by those in control, also to lead the people like sheep into the next pasture, the next phase. Learn the true esoteric meanings of mystery religions from one who knows. And, of course, his website is cuttingthematrix.com. And he's a big part of our new film, Fall of the Republic, available on DVD at Infowars.com. And he is in the upcoming Chemtrail / Eugenics masterpiece that I've been really making the last 3 years since Endgame in the background, and we've now decided to release it in October, and so he's also going to be part of that. But he is with us today, and we're going to be taking your calls continually into the next hour. But, Alan, so much is going on. I want to talk to you about Tavistock Institute, one of the premier mind control organizations, how the media works, your take on the BP oil spill, the fact that they're more and more admitting the chemtrailing is going on but hiding it in plain view, the fact that the police and military are waking up, how you see the system trying to keep them under their brainwashing control, what the next phase of the economic collapse is, so much to discuss today. But out of the gates, you heard me play the clip of the cops come to the house, kill the small dog. It's an act of dominance, just like naked body scanners are an act of dominance. Even if the police are unconscious, this is why they've been given this training. And the illustration, though, of Obama saying openly to a senator, we're using this crisis, all this crime and murder that's going on, by contesting some of the private cartels not laundering their money through U.S. banks, knowing it would cause the crisis. We covered this 5 years ago. We're using that crisis to bring in our North American Union. And this is an amazing admission. Alan Watt.
Yeah, it's common, too, that so many of them, Hillary Clinton said the same thing, too, a while back, we'll use this crisis. You find the members of the Council on Foreign Relations saying the same thing. Never let a good crisis go to waste, because there is an agenda. And the agenda must go forth regardless. They will use anything at all, including, the spill in the Gulf as well. They're using that to get their sustainable development and carbon tax agendas through as well. So these guys literally will use every crisis that comes along. And if they can't find one, they'll make one.
Alan, let's go into that first, because I haven't talked to you in a few months on air. I think I interviewed you right before the oil spill. Break down what you think is happening there and what they plan to get out of it for the viewers and listeners.
Well, this new world order, this phase we're going through now, apart from the amalgamations of whole continents together, and remember, the NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, is still rushing ahead. It still has to have one more signature put on by the president and the prime ministers of Canada and Mexico, and that's legally binding. That's the fifth legal agreement. So that's on the go. We also have the sustainable development, which is the whole way to control the world, really rushing forward. In Britain, for instance, and other countries, have passed laws already. The European Union passed laws that come 2018 to 2020. All homes built must be sustainable, and they're going to start finding those homes which are not thermal approved and all the rest of it. And
this is neo-feudalism. This is total serfdom to literally engage in siege, as they state, to cut off our energy, our calories, so we cannot have children, and we are total creatures of the states, while the elite, like Al Gore, live in their giant mansions and are exempt from all the rules.
Absolutely. And they're using every environmental reason to push it ahead. Now, they set up the carbon tax phenomenon quite a few years back. They're already trading carbon taxes.
Well, look at how for 20 years in the U.S. they try to restrict farmers and ranchers from building new barns. Supposedly if there's ever a puddle during the year, they call it a wetland. I mean, we know their intent. These are vicious, vicious criminals.
Yeah, they do believe that they have the right as an elite to recreate the world in the image they say should be made in. And the democracy is too cumbersome to get their agendas through, so they must destroy democracy. And they do so by bringing in new regulations, new laws, and new rules. We adapt into them step by step by acquiescing to them. And that becomes the new law, the new way of living. And we're doing it all the time, incrementally.
And they make it sexy. They finance top Hollywood people in the last decade going to these zero-footprint spas and resorts, which is fine. I mean, that would be interesting, but that's to sell it to where then when you're made to do it, it's okay with you. And they admit this is to destroy our society.
Oh, absolutely. They've made quite plain in their own writings, in their communiques with each other. We've got the top environmentalists coming out now saying that democracy has to be put on hold now. for the environmental crisis and for the crisis with the food shortages coming and all this kind of stuff. And by the way, they are bringing on food shortages because they have put so many farmers out of business, really, since World War II.
That's right. Now the UN, again, to back you up, the UN, who in their own State Department Memorandum 200, in their own documents in the 70s, said we're going to cut off food, bring in GMOs, start wars, get people fighting with each other in different regions. Now they come out and say food prices are going to go up by 40% in the next 3 years. Oh, my gosh, there's a huge shortage. And then they always pose as the savior for the crisis they've created.
Yes, and they've already jacked up the prices of food twice already in the last few years to what it was. And people don't really notice. They, again, adjust incrementally, step by step, into this new system. And five agri-food businesses have been given the power of controlling the entire food supply of the planet. So it's quite easy to bring on a crisis. It's easy to bring on rationing, which they will do, by the way, as they bring us into the new system. See, we're supposed to serve the new system. As you say, it's a feudal system. Carl Quigley said that. It says it's to be a new feudal system, with the CEOs being the new feudal overlords in collusion with government. And it's to be a scientifically run society, not something that's debated on emotions. And that's that is what the New World Order is, basically. H.G. Wells wrote about it back in the 1920s in his own book. He called it a modern utopia. He said gradually, he says, rather than kill off all those who are unfit and the ones with the lower IQs, the lower classes, who will no longer be required in a post-industrial society, he says we shall simply sterilize them and allow them to die off gradually, peacefully. So this is the ongoing agenda. We've been going through it for over 100 years now. And people don't know that. They think they're born into a system which must be normal on the basis that it exists. But nothing is further from the truth. It's not normal. It's a planned society. We get no peace. If you notice, not one single generation has been allowed any kind of peace for an awful long time. And if they're not getting you economic wars and depressions and recessions and layoffs, they're giving you actual physical wars, and sometimes both combined. This is their technique. It's order out of chaos. They create the chaos and they get their way. No sooner had the Berlin Wall gone down right away, basically, we've got a Gulf War I on the go as they go across there to grab all the oil. This is an ongoing war, really, since the 1990s, and people don't realize that.
Well, Alan, suddenly, when you read the news, it's just everywhere. Oh, we've got to reduce the world population. We can only have one child. Suddenly, Peter Singer's in the New York Times, who calls humans a disease and a cancer, saying maybe we're the last generation. That was the headline. Maybe no children should be the law. And again, it's sold in MTV and the colleges as cool and fun. They're selling people pure death. And there's this attitude where they train the yuppies that feel like they're part of the establishment to giggle and laugh about their enslavement, believing that because they laugh and giggle about it and have smart mouth comments about it, that somehow they're part of it. What do you call that phenomenon? Because I've always noticed it and haven't heard really anybody else talk about it. And I was listening to Michael Savage last week, and I heard him spend about 20 minutes when I was driving home ranting about how they hate life, they hate money, they hate wealth in anybody's hands but themselves. They giggle, they laugh, how they're, he called them curly-haired, you know, Coke bottle, highly intelligent deviants. They're almost nihilist or like Loki saboteurs. Even the minions that serve the system know enough of the evil, but they almost cheerlead it, and they hate beauty, and they love macabre disease. I mean, what are these creatures?
What you've got is an institutionalized sadomasochistic society. And this is well proven with scientific studies on dictators and all those who follow and obey the dictators. At the Nuremberg trial, for instance, they found out that all of the officers immediately around Adolf Hitler still adored him up until their deaths. They thought he was a god, pretty well. And in a ranking system of authority, the psychopath admires the one with more power above them and despises the lesser beneath them. So he's sadistic to the one beneath them. and you have a deviant sadomasochistic system in operation today, with everything that comes from deviancy, including into the perversions of the sexual area too. That's rampant today. It's taught today, in fact, as a new normal. Winning is normal now. Defeating people, if you're defeated, there's no such thing as well done. You did your best. They literally despise you. They hate you. They want to destroy you. And if you grovel to them for help, they will destroy you. That is the system we're in. You've got a generation raised on power. All a youngster will see today is the video games with the biggest monster beating all the rest, and that's what he admires. When he grows up, he wants to be on the winning team. All he sees are the cops and all the cop movies with authority, machine guns, attack helicopters, that kind of stuff. That's what turns him on. That's what he sees as being the normal to survive, to win. And that's what he becomes, basically. If you're not one of those, you're one of the ordinary civilians, as it's called, even in the movies.
They show them the archetypal torturing beast and say, this is the new hero.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the male model, not a loving, caring, intelligent male who fights if they have to, but you know, is a inventor and a teacher and someone who has depth. No, they're teaching the young males, be a mindless idiot, be a thug, you will have power. They'll be back with Alan Watt. Stay with us.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
So that I need it.
Your calls are coming up in the next hour. I think the reason this radio show has been so successful is the guests, the information, the analysis, the films, the news websites. But also, I am frantic. I've always telegraphed a sense of urgency because I'm genuinely feeling it. And when Alan Watt and many others I respect, of course, I could feel it in my gut and see it intellectually as well, said the quickening is now here a few years ago. You're going to see an acceleration. It's one thing to psychologically and intellectually coldly understand we're going into the big plunge, but it's another thing to actually now be living it and experiencing it, going down this slide as it accelerates. Alan Watt, getting more into the oil spill and what you believe is behind that, and now where all of this is going to go, what your intel is on Iran. They're openly saying they're going to attack it now, just brazenly hiding it in plain view. Go over that for us.
Well, we know that the attack on Iran is a continuation of the same policy of the Project for New American Century. They listed the countries they wanted to attack when they were in collusion with Israel, starting with, they said, Afghanistan for the States, then Iraq, and followed by Iran, and then Syria. They have never veered off this agenda. And the Israeli papers have actually printed this many times over, the same sequence. So that's an ongoing policy, regardless of the changes of House. And as Jefferson said, when you see the same policies going through, even though the House of Congress has changed with a new party, he said, then no, then you're under tyranny. Well, we've been seeing the same policies for many, many Houses changes, and the same policies go ahead regardless. Into the scientific socialism, as I said, where experts will guide our every move, everything that we do, even if we're born. And that's what it's all about. The Gulf idea, they need a catastrophe. They needed a catastrophe, same as the 9/11, the New American Century said, we need something on the scale of Pearl Harbor to motivate the American public behind a war. And bang, down go the towers, and you're off to war. They needed something because the people were not falling for the global warming scam. There was too much exposed about their fake statistics and so on. They weren't going for this carbon taxes at the Copenhagen meeting. And so they needed something of a crisis to push it through. And bingo, you get the spill in the Gulf. And sure enough, they're using this as an excuse to start limiting energy and so on. They've just put £300 extra taxes on every air flight going out of Britain to make up supposedly for the coming energy shortages as they see it. This is all part of the same thing.
Yeah, how does a tax make up for that? I mean, how does a tax make up? And, of course, that was part of the Copenhagen Treaty, is this new global authority with carbon taxes on flights. And Obama is saying we've got to pass the carbon bill. Yeah. You know, this tax will fix it. And then all the evidence is they've been blocking the relief. The people on the well were given orders by BP that they said would cause this spill to happen. I mean, this is more and more they're doing everything in plain view. Why do you think we've had them come out and admit that the CIA is putting out fake bin Laden videos in the Washington Post, in the Spy Talk column, which is an official CIA? I mean, the Washington Post is admittedly CIA run, and that's the spy column, you know, about spooks every week. They admitted that there. They come right out on Fox and admit, yes, we grow the opium. Why, Alan, when we come back, are they just suddenly admitting everything? I mean, it's just incredible. Alan Watt, whole next hour with us, final hour, and your phone calls. Dan, Al, Aaron, Monica, JD. About 15 minutes to the next hour, we'll start taking your phone calls. I talked to Jack McClam, Officer Jack McClam, just over the phone last segment, the last break. He said he confirmed with his sources the BLM bombing the oil rig.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.